From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A new report by USDA says while honeybee populations increased slightly from last year, it's not a true reflection of colony stresses beekeepers are overcoming. USDA statistician Joshua O'Rear says while honeybee colonies increased 3% in April over last year, fluctuations throughout the year are trending negative. O'Rear says it's difficult to track what causes loss, but more than half of the beekeepers say varroa mites were the largest stressor last year. Ethanol production in the U.S. declined for the second straight week while stockpiles dropped to the lowest level in almost 7 months. Output of the biofuel fell 1.002 million barrels a day on average in the week that ended July 28. According to the Energy Information Administration, that's down from 1.012 million a week earlier and was the lowest since the week ending June 16. Inventories fell to 20.852 million barrels, the lowest since the first week of January. A farm futures survey of U.S. farmers shows this year's corn production could fall 10% compared to the record crop of 2016 due to lower yields and acreage. The average yield came in at 164 bushels per acre, with corn acres down about 4%, which equates to a total crop of 13.6 billion bushels. Market analyst Bruce Knorr says lower corn production could be enough to stabilize that market and perhaps produce rallies to move grain after harvest. With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.